wanted to bring on our good friend and former broadcaster here at WGN Radio. He's got a game today he's calling as the radio voice of the Pittsburgh Penguins, a home game against the Flyers in just a couple hours. So, Joe Brand, I appreciate giving us some extra time. I imagine it's a tough day for you as a Chicagoan yourself, remembering Troy as a player, of course, and working so closely with him as a broadcaster. But as I think we've all remembered today, Troy Murray, the man, was bigger than any of those things. Joe, thanks for joining us. What were your thoughts here this morning?
No, always happy to hop on with you, John. And yeah, as sad and somber as today is, and any day like this, the one good thing is you get a lot of messages and you read a lot of stories of all the positivity that a guy like Troy brought. That's why today is so sad and so somber, is because of how much of a larger-than-life type of person he was. He affected so many people post his playing career that, you know, it's so many media people and reporters and writers and fans that got to know Troy after his playing days. It's kind of been cool now with this new gig. I meet so many former players that were teammates of Troy, and I get to hear those fun stories, and you know, some that are arable and some that aren't. But, you know, you knew that he was a great teammate, even though I never, you know, laced up the skates with him and went out on the ice with him, because he was just that type of person. And like I said, very, very, very sad. I've had a rough day, but it does bring out all the good stories and all the positivity that he brought throughout his entire life.
I mentioned this with Charlie in the 1 o'clock hour, how I was, you know, I was in Troy's orbit, but didn't know him as closely as like you or Charlie or some of the other guys. So, but you know, in my limited role with the Hawks and, you know, GN and interactions with him, he lifted me up. He made me feel like someone special, right? That's just how he was. And especially someone growing up here that was, I'm so forever grateful. I think he made fans feel like they were friends, and they were. What was your first interaction with him, if you remember, Joe? And I wonder if he gave you that lift up too in a moment where you probably needed it.
Yeah, I mean, I just started as an intern, and he always, you know, more than gave me the time of day back then. He was always, hey, how are you? How are things going? Would talk about the upcoming game with me. And then I realized that I was on his good side, or at least part of his orb, or whatever you want to call it, when he pulled a prank on me. I used to bring my tablet every single game, and the one day I can't find the pen. I just can't find it the whole game. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, it's attached to the back of my tablet. Where the heck did it go? And I'm rummaging through my backpack and everything, and then I'm like, whatever, just move on for the day. And right at the end of the game, as he's walking up the stairs, he hands the pen back to me with a big grin on his face, like, okay, great. So this is what happened the whole time. But you know, that was big for me, because it was like, all right, if he's pulling a prank on me, then I guess I'm okay in his book. And fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to put it, the more that friendship grew and that camaraderie grew, the more the pranks came too. I remember one time, it was around Christmas time at the United Center, and walking in, you know, we'd always exchange little gifts, like little cards of scratch offs and gift cards and things like that. And Troy comes in with all these big boxes. I'm like, what the heck is this? And he hands me a box that's wrapped up, John Wideman a present, Paul Zarang, our great fearless engineer. He's like, all right, but don't open it up. Don't open it up until we're on the air. So we start the pregame show, and you know, all right. And Troy's got some gifts for us. He's like, well, you guys, I want you to open them all at once, and I want to see all your reaction when I open them up. And we open them up, and they're all empty boxes. And he's like, I picked them up below the Christmas tree down at the lobby of the United Center on my way up. So that's just kind of the guy he was. You know, he's literally just walking into work, and he's like, how can I mess with the guys today? And, yeah, it was just a moment I'll never forget, and many others like that.
Joe, obviously you're now the voice out there in Pittsburgh, and obviously Troy did color commentary, but I'm sure, you know, working so closely with him, you learned things as a broadcaster from him too. I wonder if you could speak for a moment on that.
No, big time. And I mean, I'll say too, John, that I'm not here without him. Number one, being a Hawks fan and a hockey fan and falling in love with the broadcast and listening to him my childhood, and then getting to work with him, and him always just feeling, or making me feel, I should say, so at ease, and you know, never took any of my questions in a way where it made me feel dumb or anything like that. And, you know, when this job opened up and I was applying for it, Troy was a former teammate of my current color commentator and Phil Bork. And, and one of the first things I heard from the interview process was, well, Phil Bork has already talked to Troy Murray and he's given you a glowing response. And I mean, that meant the world to me. So then from then on out along the whole process, I would touch base with him and, you know, ask questions about how to approach the interview and things like that. And that his vote of confidence was just incredibly valuable. And I'll never forget that. And again, it's a big reason why I'm here. I felt that immediately. I feel like that's why I'm taking today even a little bit harder, because just from a personal standpoint, like, my life has changed because of him. And, yeah, it's just,
yeah,
that's what's made it tough. But then to go back to what you said, you know, just, cutting my teeth in the business, working in the Blackhawks booth, he always made me feel like a part of it. And, you know, that was huge for me and just my growth in that role. And, yeah, I'm forever grateful to him.
Yeah. Joe, I can hear that in your voice, and I'm sorry to make you do that here on the air. I think everyone's going to relate to it. And, you know, you got your game to call, so I'll let you go and get set for that. I know there's a lot there. 30 seconds if you want to say anything else, or if you want to leave it there, my friend, wherever you want to take this.
No, don't apologize whatsoever. I mean, that's what this is for. That's what we're all here to do. You know, grieving sucks, but you got to do it. You got to do it some way or another. And, you know, I think that's what today is for. And also, you know, I know I got a game to prepare for, but I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad this is what I'm doing today. I actually drove into the arena today listening to a game. It was Boston against Washington, and Bob Beers, the color commentator for the Boston Bruins, gave a shout out to Troy as well. So, I mean, it's just going to be nonstop for the next couple of days, and rightly so, because that's what he deserved. And, you know, as rough and tough as today is, you gotta keep it positive, because that's what Troy would have wanted and what he would have done. And I'm trying to keep that in mind mostly today.
Have a good call, Joe, and say hi to the family for me, and hopefully we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, likewise, John. Great to talk to you as always. You take care.
You too. It's Joe Brand. We love Joe Brand. What a great person he is. And, well, you can hear that emotion. I think we're all experiencing a little bit of that today.